All right, Malcolm, and we don't want to forget the musical guest that's going to be on the same episode of Verses and Flow.
With us is an accomplished singer and one of the nicest artists in the business. We welcome Carl Thomas. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. It was great to see you in L.A. about a month or so ago.
About a month ago. Yeah, about a month ago.
For the taping of TV One's Verses and Flow, engineered by Lexus and brought to us by Walton Isaacson. What was the experience like for you to do Verses and Flow?
It was just an experience, you know, that was just really positive. I got a chance, you know, to see the corporate community connection, you know, and it was really cool that Lexus could do something like that, just to reach out, you know, to the audience. The African-American audience, you know, spans, you know, a great distance, and it just feels really good, you know, for somebody to really bridge that gap. The experience for me was extremely organic. They had some of the best poets and best musicians that music has to offer. It's a testament to the staying power of Black music. The artistry that went forth in Verses and Flow, you know, is really going to be an organic experience for the audience that watches as well.
Cannot wait to see it. I'm hooked to each and every episode. What have you been up to musically outside of Verses and Flow?
Well, I've been touring and promoting my new project, Conquer. And the first single is Don't Kiss Me with my man Snoop Dogg. And I'm just really happy to be back in front of the fold. I'm in the studio right now doing an EP of ballads. And the project is called Carl Thomas Begging After Midnight.
I love it. Only after midnight, Carl? What happens before midnight?
Well, after midnight, I think that's when the freaks come out.
Oh, wow. Carl Thomas, a freak. You heard it here, Derek.
An exclusive.
But on Verses and Flow, you perform your new single.
Absolutely. I did the new single as well as the taste of some classics as well.
Such as?
I hit him with a little I Wish I Never Met Her, a little Summer Rae.
Okay. You didn't disappoint the audience.
No.
Do you consider that your signature song at this point?
I don't really know, because depending on where I am, they call out different records. So, you know, it just depends on where I am that night. Some nights I think the signature song is I Wish, and then they're screaming Emotional. So.
Yeah, Emotional's great, know. Too. Great song.
Yeah, so it just depends on which room I'm in front of.
Overstood. Well, in L.A., you satisfied with a classic, Familiar, and you already said which one. And then, of course, you did your new single, which we also.
And the band was great.
Philly's own Adam Blackstone is the musical director for Verses and Flow.
Yeah. Big up to Adam. He's a good friend.
Yes. Very nice of you
to acknowledge. You had to put that in there, didn't you?
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. We want to give some love. It's Philly, you know?
No doubt.
We want to embrace and support our own. Well, Carl,
no
Derek
doubt.
And I wish you continued success. We want to encourage, again, everybody to tune into your episode of Verses and Flow.
Wherever you are, you can be able to catch it right after R&B Divas.
Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to the new project from Carl Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Carl Thomas, thank you on 100.3 WRNB.